What had looked like a diplomatic fait accompli turned into defeat for Czech officials at the UN General Assembly in New York on Tuesday, when the country's bid for a non-permanent seat on the Security Council ended in failure. Czechs withdrew their candidacy after the results of voting in the second round indicated that an increasing number of countries were backing Croatia. Jan Richter has the details.
The elections held at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday turned bitter for the Czech Republic as the country failed to secure a non-permanent seat at the organization's Security Council. Czech diplomats had been directly competing with Croatia to occupy the post for a two-year term beginning in 2009, and after the second round of voting they withdrew the Czech candidacy. Martin Povejšil, the political director at the Czech Foreign Ministry, admits that the outcome was unexpected.
Detail and analyze it to draw firm consequences. The fact is that something went wrong in the very first round, because there the difference was practically two countries that slided away from Czech Republic in favor of Croatia, and consequently the tendency was set then by the second round, which was natural. So I would say that after the first round of voting, the result was no surprise. The real surprise to us was the result of the first vote, which was a very narrow margin victory to Croatia.
In the first round, the Czech Republic received 91 votes, while Croatia got 95. Neither of the candidates managed to obtain the required two-thirds of all the votes, and the election procedure went to the second round. There, Croatia prevailed with 106 votes compared to 86 votes for the Czechs. That made the Czech representatives withdraw their candidacy altogether. Wasn't it perhaps too early to give in? Martin Povejšil again.
No, I do not really think so, because if you just look at the result of the first round and the second round, then we could see a clear increasing difference between the two rounds. And obviously to extend the voting process would only make it lengthy. But our estimate was that it would not change the tendency.
Before the election, both Croatia and the Czech Republic claimed to have secured the support of some 100 countries represented at the General Assembly. This was actually impossible, because the Assembly only has 192 members, and it was the Czech Republic that was over-optimistic. Looking at the possible reasons of the defeat, Martin Povejšil denies that Czech candidacy could have been harmed by the speech given by President Václav Klaus at the General Assembly last month, in which he questioned the widely accepted belief that mankind is responsible for global warming.
The reasons for this election results are probably deeper than this. Some of them appear at first glance already. It's a fact that the Croatians started with an active and intensive campaigning much earlier than we did. That's one factor. The other one is, of course, that Croatia could make adequate benefit of the fact that it's a country that has never been represented in the Security Council, and that, of course, in the general perception among UN member states, is a very strong asset. As for other reasons, I think that for that we will need a deeper analysis.
And that was Martin Povejšil from the Czech Foreign Ministry, and the report was by Jan Richter.